It's time to step inside the Iketagon with your host, Ike Feldman.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy, Ike Feldman with the Iketagon. Of course, we're keeping it as local fight news gets. And what else? Eagle FC 46 this Friday, March 11th. Get it on the Flex app, FLX. And I'm being joined by not only a local guy, but one of the guys who traveled down to Miami to be on Khabib's Eagle FC promotion, Dylan Montello at QuietMan_MMA. What's up, Dylan? It sounds like you're day drinking at a day club, man. What's going on over there?
Yeah, I'm down here enjoying the sunshine in Miami, getting ready for the fight. Fight week down here is nice and easy. Feeling good.
Are you pulling the Luke Rockhold? Because he started, I'm not sure if he started AK, but he was living in Cali. And then he just started training at Sanford, I think, with Hooft. And then he loved the sunshine and he loved the atmosphere down there. Is this what happened, man? Is this the first sign of you becoming a Florida transplant? Are you leaving us?
I don't know. You know, the only thing keeping me from probably moving out of the cold New York is the gym. You know, I don't think I could leave my coaches and my teammates. So that definitely keeps me, you know, Long Island. I'm a Long Island guy. So, you know, I like to represent for the area. So I don't see myself moving anytime soon. But, yeah, you know, I think coming down here is definitely something maybe in the long range future. But right now while I'm fighting, you know, I enjoy, you know, the cold weather sometimes too, just to really build some grit and get me as tough as possible mentally. So, you know, I'm happy with where we are right now, and I don't mind just coming down here for a fight week here and there.
You sold me, man. You sold me. We got you, us New Yorkers. We got you. Mr. Carolina Chris, the co-owner of the gym that you train at, Law MMA, 1 Commercial Avenue in Nassau County. I don't know, man. He put a post on Twitter, which was kind of scary. He says Carolina pizza, and he did the greater than symbol is greater than New York pizza. And I was like, oh no! As soon as you're selling yourself on the pizza, it's over from there. Is there any way that can beat New York pizza? You are Italian, I assume, right? Is that an Italian last name?
I don't know. Yeah, Weidman, we lost that one. that one, we lost for sure. But maybe he's trying to fool himself down there into believing the pizza is good, but I don't know about that. But I know he's doing well. I saw him recently at my last Ring of Combat fight, actually. So I did get to touch base with him. Weidman's doing really great down there. He looks like he's having a great time with his family and whatnot. But I don't know about the pizza. We gotta double check that. I wouldn't mind making a trip down there to check him out and see what's going on to verify.
I know we're getting from the Jets Darnold jersey now to the Carolina Darnold jersey. But speaking of your last fight, the ROC fight, it kind of bittersweet because it did come around the same time that you were getting married and one of the craziest life events. It's pretty amazing. God bless you and your growing family, man. It's pretty amazing. But it also was on the heels of your first career loss. I saw not only as an amateur, as a professional. Can you take us through that mental process? Was it hard to get over? Or was it, you know what, not everybody's Khabib, the person that you're fighting for, and it was easy to turn the page and now to this amazing opportunity this Friday for Eagle FC 46?
Yeah, there was a lot of extra stuff going into my last fight. You know, it was a Ring of Combat title fight. I did have a lot of personal stuff, like you mentioned, the wedding and, you know, bachelor party and all different stuff planned for the end of the year. So there was some pressure there, but, you know, I tend to rise to the occasion. Additionally, it was a, you know, first fight against the Southpaw with a guy who had a lot of experience at 18 fights. And,
oh, wow.
You know, he did what he had to do to win. So, you know, he was game that night and he came and did what he had to do. But, you know, obviously I'm going to take any loss, especially my first loss, very difficult, very hard. You know, I'm very hard on myself and I have high expectations for myself. So, you know, it was a difficult thing to overcome. But, you know, as far as, you know, leaning on my family and my friends and coaches and stuff, you know, I think it definitely strengthened me a lot. You know, I went into the wedding even more sure of my decision, you know, based on how my wife, Samantha, really supported me all along the way. I couldn't do it without her. And I feel like I'm in a much better position now than I was before the fight. You know, sometimes, you know, I won 10 in a row at that point, including
yep.
amateur and pro. So, you know, sometimes, you know, it's tough to know where to make corrections when you're, you know, the fight before that, I had a knockout in 48 seconds. So,
wow.
You know, it's hard to really look into where you need to address, you know, improvements until you come up against a wall and you fall short of something. So, you know, I take a loss as an opportunity to get better. And I think I've done that for sure.
100%. Again, we're being joined by Dylan Montello at QuietMan_MMA. Did you and team members or you and coaches, Matt or Ray, sit down after it? Do you guys do a film study? Like, how would you go through that? Because, I mean, obviously you're not used to losing.
Yeah, I touch base with my coaches, you know, all the time. Ray's not as much of a, you know, I think Matt's more of the better with the feelings. You know, Ray's kind of put your head down and deal with it. You know, we went back and watched the fight. You know, I think it was actually a lot closer fight than I thought originally. You know, I think I got most of the takedowns. I don't think he took me down. He just kind of reversed some positions and, you know, and got on my back and kind of helped me there. You know, I think I was probably slacking on my jiu-jitsu at that point. And, you know, Matt said, you know, I think you need to get down to Sarah's more frequently. And I took that to heart and I said, you know, you think you're right, you know, start knocking people out, you know, first round, second round, stuff like that, and they're going to try to take you down. So, you know, he said you got to make sure your jiu-jitsu is on point too. So I kind of went back to my roots in that way. We're really sharpening up the jiu-jitsu skills, and I think I'm a much more complete fighter now. And, you know, as far as Ray's opinion of it, he kind of looked at it as, you know, just kind of a wash, honestly. You know, I don't think my head was in the right place. I didn't necessarily get the right kind of sparring for that one. You know, I was, you know, load managing my work schedule for training. And, you know, that's not the way it should be. You need to be pushing your limits every single day. You know, you can't be thinking about, oh, am I going to hurt myself or do I need to save some energy for the next session or anything like that. So you need to be pushing your limits every single day. And that's what I've been doing since the day after that fight, basically. So I'm in a really great place mentally. I'm in a really great place physically. This fight's, you know, it was on short notice, but you know, I've been basically in training camp since that fight ended. So I'm in great shape right now. The fight's at 160, which is, you know, probably even a better weight class for me than 155. So I feel strong. I feel I'm in great shape, and I have a really good opportunity here against a talented wrestler. And, you know, a prospect that a lot of people are talking about. And when I go in there and take them out, they're going to be talking about me.
Now, are you a person who changes your own oil, maybe brake pads, maybe fills up the fluids on your beautiful, is it a Hellcat or a Challenger?
Yeah, it's a Challenger. It's a V8. It's not a Hellcat, but it's a V8.
Do you do the work on it?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely got to make sure I take care of it. You know, I actually like to, leading up to a fight, you know, you got to make sure your car is running smooth. You know, you're one with your vehicle sometimes, especially me, you know, with the Challenger. So I like to make sure the car is running smooth and my body's running smooth. And, you know, when you're paying attention to small details, that's really when you get the best performance.
Exactly. I was going to make this comparison before all of a sudden it just popped in my head. I was like, oh yeah, he is the guy with the muscle car. Have you seen Ford versus Ferrari?
I did. I saw pieces of it.
Okay.
I don't know if I watched it all the way through.
Did you see the parts where it's Christian Bale's character? He's kind of like tweaking the car. He's like, oh, we need to take turn number four a little tighter. Like, did you ever see that back and forth between him and Matt Damon? They're talking about like just the slight detailing and engineering the car to be performing better. Did you see that?
I haven't seen that part, but I know there are some guys that go crazy with the car stuff. Unfortunately, I'm not that good at it, but I do make sure I get the, you know, fresh oil every time it needs it, and it gets, you know, the fuel injector cleaner and all different kinds of little shit that I can do for it, you know, to make it run smooth. So, yeah, it's a great vehicle. It's a huge inspiration to me every time I see it, actually. You know, I got the purple wrap on it. Reminds me of, you know, my alma mater, LSU. It's a good reminder of,
let's go, Joe Burrow. Let's go. And Beckham. I mean, it was a win-win situation. You had Beckham on one side, you had Burrow on the other. But
yeah, I'm pulling for Joe Burrow on that one. I don't know about OBJ's all right, but I'm definitely a Burrow guy.
Fair enough. My bigger point with the car is, and then all of a sudden hear you going to the drawing board, your roots, with jiu-jitsu roots. Are you a perfectionist that maybe you see a seam kind of just slightly just coming off the thread a little, not even bursting? Are you a perfectionist that, you know, if you see any little pebble that's unturned, you need to turn it? You need to, like, look at everything and kind of engineer yourself, your body, your diet, look at your schedule. Do you take all that? Because I know some fighters, they're like, drink a beer, eat a pizza, fart, train, knock somebody out, go home, rinse and repeat. Are you a person that's like, I'm making that the Ford versus Ferrari reference. Are you the perfectionist in that sense with your mind, your body, and your spiritual sense?
Yeah, I would probably say 100%. I got a little bit of that OCD for the details. But it sounds like you've been talking to my wife, actually. she gets the brunt of it, you know. She has to deal with it 24/7. You know, all different stuff that I have. You know, I'm definitely a perfectionist, you know, so I actually have Austin Halleck here down with me. He's nice. Down with me all fight week, you know, so he's taking the role here of helping me out and you know, doing my day-to-day stuff. So he starts to see all the little stuff I got, you know, every single moment of every day. I'm definitely a perfectionist. So, but, you know, I think, I think that it's how I would want it because, you know, you gotta add up all those little inches. And at the end of the day, they add up because this game is a game of inches. You don't know where those little changes in a fight come from. So you try to do everything that you possibly can so that you don't have any regrets. And that's really where I get my confidence from when I go into the cage.
100%, man. I can relate more. I'm even more pumped for your fight, Eagle FC 46, this Friday, March 11th, on the Flex app, FLX. I'm more pumped because I just go to my wife yesterday for a job description, for a remote job. It says you have to be a passionate archive organizer, and I look at her, I give her the eyebrow, she goes, oh yeah, your OCD ass would love that. I go, I know. So man, yeah. I'm pumped for your fight. I can relate. So you already mentioned that your opponent's a wrestler. Is there anything else that you need to be wary of? Of course, obviously everything, but is there anything that stands out to you that you've kind of put together or implemented in your training camp and you're ready to just, I don't know, defend takedowns, get back to your feet if you have to, and throw those heavy hands?
Yeah, I mean, he's a good athlete. He's definitely throwing, you know, he's definitely throwing big punches too. So he has some power. He's 5'8", you know, 5'9". So I'm definitely going to have the reach and size advantage, I think. You know, I think he's got a lot to worry about. I think I'm more well-rounded. And I think I have, I know I have more experience than him. And I think, you know, he may be an athlete, but I think that I'm a better fighter. And I think that I'm gonna drag him into a street fight, and it's not gonna be a wrestling competition. It's gonna be a street fight, and you know, I'm looking to hurt him. And any adversities that he sees in the cage is gonna be the first. And I plan on doing a lot of that. So we'll see what he's got. I plan on, you know, dragging him into some deep water and seeing what he's made of. But you know, I'm prepared and I'm ready to go. I train with some of the best guys in the world, and I have the best coaches in the world. So you know, anybody, anywhere, anytime is the motto, and I try to live by that.
100%. Dylan Montello at QuietMan_MMA. I'm sold, man. God bless your opponent. For you, coming off your first loss, he's going to get the brunt of it, man. I'm excited to see you get back in the win column, represent Long Island present day and potentially Florida down the road. My last thing, do you play golf? Because I think that would come into your decision for Florida.
Yeah, I do play golf.
Oh no!
Yeah, it's a seasonal thing. I don't know if I would. I think I'd spend more time on the golf course than in the gym if I moved down here. So that might be a risk. But yeah, thank you for the time today, man. I really appreciate it. We're gonna go in there and we're gonna have a good fight. I'm well prepared. I'm well trained. You know, I rise to the occasion. So I'm ready to go in there and put on a great performance and really put a stamp on this win and make my put my name out there with some of the top guys in the world. With one of the larger up-and-coming promotions with Eagle FC, and I'm very excited.
My man, you are now married. You got that husband strength and focus, so watch out for your opponent, Eagle FC 46, this Friday, March 11th. Dylan, I really appreciate the time, man.
All right. Thank you. I very much appreciate it.